Hello to all of my good friends throughout the universe. T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman coming to you once again tonight with episode number 12, Counterfeit Money Conflict. All of these stories are very true violence and eruption stories in regards to how we stop killings on the front end here in Chicago and nationwide. This particular story is dear to my heart because it involved my very own blood brother, and my brother's name is John. What happened, my brother John was a drug addict back then, and he was using a lot of drugs, but he ran across some counterfeit money. I don't know how he got the money, but he had some counterfeit money, and he went to buy some drugs from a local drug dealer, and he passed over a counterfeit $50 bill to this drug dealer and for his drugs. So the drug dealer found out a little bit later that my brother had given him some counterfeit money. So the drug dealer put an APB out on my brother John. He was looking for him all in that particular area. So my brother, not really aware of what was going on, I received a phone call because I was in Washington, D.C., speaking at a violence prevention conference. And, you know, negotiating conflicts over the phone is nothing new for me. So I got a chance to make some calls. I called a friend of mine named Shotgun, who was working with me at the time. And I had him to kind of look into the situation. I gave him the drug dealers, you know, information in regards to who he should talk to because of the situation. And at the same time, my brother John decided to stop by a local McDonald's on Kedzie and Roosevelt on the west side of Chicago. And he stopped by the McDonald's and he got him some coffee, a little something to eat. Then he went right to the bathroom and began to shoot up the drugs and everything. And so while he was in the bathroom nodding out, you know, getting high on the drugs, the drug dealer was looking for him, and he had other people looking for my brother. So I'm negotiating this entire conflict, trying to mediate this entire conflict over the, you know, by phone, by via telephone, right? So to make a long story short, the drug dealer found out where my brother was at. So he had two of his security guys go up to the McDonald's and, you know, place a lot of security right on the bathroom. So when my brother came out, he could not run anywhere. My brother couldn't run at the time anyway. He was too high. He was too high to realize what was going on. So by the time the drug dealer showed up at the McDonald's, my friend Shotgun met him at the McDonald's, and he began to talk to him about what was going on while he was on the phone with me. And I asked the drug dealer straight up, they put me on speaker. I said, do me a favor, bro. Let's try to work this out another way. So the drug dealer, of course, he was pissed off. He said he needed to make an example. And as a matter of fact, he said he still wanted to shoot him in his butt, shoot him in his leg or something. We were trying to avoid any type of violence in this situation. So Brother Shotgun knew the drug dealer. He talked to him and let him know, look here, man, this is not what's going on. Let this thing go for right now. Let's work it out some other kind of way. So the drug dealer stated to Shotgun, what other way can we work this out? So Shotgun say, look, man, I just give you the $50 back and let it go. Let it ride after that. So drug dealer say, no, y'all got to double that money. So I was on the phone. I said, I tell you what, go on and get a man $100. We'll work it out when I get back, you know, from out of town, right? So by this time, my brother comes out the bathroom oblivious. He didn't know what was going on. He's nodding out and everything. Everybody described to me how he was looking and stuff. And he didn't realize that he was going to walk right into the hands of this drug dealer who was about to kill him because they had their guns and everything. So Brother Shotgun brought my brother to the table, and he had to sober up just for a second. Even though he was in a deep nod, he had to let him know, you are about to lose your life because this man was going to kill you about that money, bro. You cannot play with nobody like this here, right? And the drug dealer talked to him as well and let him know, you should really feel lucky, because if it wasn't for Brother Shotgun and your brother T.O., you would be dead right here in this McDonald's, because the drug dealer did not care. He had a history of killing people for less than what my brother did. So the moral of the story, do not pass around no counterfeit money. That's why I titled this particular, you know, episode number 12, Counterfeit Money Conflict, all right? And these are true stories, very true stories in regards to how we save lives on the front end. That's the reason why I created the Violence Interrupters, to work on conflicts just like this one here with my brother. So if you like what I'm talking about, share this YouTube video with your friends. Visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org and subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman. Thanks again. Episode number 12, Counterfeit Money Conflict. Peace.